on 1864, as I said yesterday, they had no pictures of babies in the womb developing as we do. We've even got moving pictures of babies in the womb. Years and years ago, before they would show us a great deal, National Geographic would show pictures of a baby elephant in the womb, or a baby dog, or a cat, or something like that. And you could see the hair, the fur, and all the rest, all the details, just a small dog, cat, elephant, whatever, a dolphin, you know. But they didn't do it with kids. But even though they don't want to show that, we have seen that. We have more physical information. All these people say, well, don't talk to me about religion. I'm all about science, and I'm all about show me this and show me that. Well, we can show you that, and we can show you the science. And we know about DNA, and we know so much more about the gestation of children than they did in the 1864 time frame. They even had Ernst Haeckel, who was Darwin's bulldog, creating fake drawings and saying, ontogeny, the development recapitulates phylogeny. And it was a lie. It was a deliberate lie. It didn't look anything at all like the different stages of a human being developing. So they were in the dark, weren't they? No, they weren't. They didn't have our photographic ability or computer ability or imaging capability, but they knew they were created in the image of God. And they had principles that allowed them to see things that we can't see if we don't have those principles. They knew that they were created in the image of God. They knew that God created humanity. That gave them discernment that we don't have, even though we've got the pictures right in front of us. And so, when we look at pouring cold water on what happened with this 1864 law, and again, this is not activist judges. These judges just said, okay, well, we just had Roe v. Wade removed, and the law that is there, while Roe v. Wade was in, they passed a law saying 15 weeks, but they said, well, no, the law that precedes that was not repealed, is from 1864. And it says you don't have abortions except for the life of the mother. This is what the American Medical Association had to say in 1871. I like this from this LifeSite News article. Listen to what they had to say. This is the AMA in 1871. No other doctrine appears to be consonant with reason or physiology, but that which admits the embryo to possess vitality from the very moment of conception. Abortion is a work of destruction, the wholesale destruction of unborn infants. The ethics of the AMA should be, thou shalt not kill. Oh, wait a minute. Talking about the Bible here. This commandment is given to all without exception. It matters not at what stage of development his victim may have arrived. It will be unlawful and unprofessional for any physician to induce abortion. Abortionists are men who cling to a noble profession only to dishonor it. Abortionists are false brethren, said the AMA in 1871. Abortionists are educated assassins, said the AMA. Modern Herods and executioners. These men should be marked as Cain was marked. They should be made the outcasts of society. Did you catch all those biblical references? We're talking about Herod. We're talking about Cain. We're talking about the Ten Commandments. They even identify this as a commandment that is paramount. You see, America was a Christian nation operating under Christian principles. That gave them discernment to see things that we can't see, even with our fancy 4D ultrasound. They could see the truth. Because everything is downstream from religion. And that is how we commit national suicide. But I think it's kind of interesting that the Republicans in the Arizona House are trying to block this repeal, while the Democrats are adamantly trying to repeal it. And then you have Trump and Carrie Lake, and now even Sean Hannity, cheering on the radical Democrat abortionists. And so I ask, as the AMA said in 1871, are people like Sean Hannity and Carrie Lake and Donald Trump, Are they false brethren? Are they the rhinos? You know, we're told that anybody who doesn't support Trump is a rhino. What about the people who reject traditional conservative principles? Are they not the rhinos? The people who are aligning themselves with the Democrats to fight to kill children so we can win an election, so that Carrie Lake can win, so that Trump can win? What? That's going to be the reason that we're going to kill babies? Are they going to start with a cap? Murder for Trump? Is that what we're going to do now? Are they the people who cling to the Republican Party in order to dishonor it? Are they the false brethren of the Republican Party? Are they assassins? I think they are, quite frankly. People like Sean Hannity, and I'm going to play for you before we go connect with our guest. I want to play for you what Sean Hannity had to say.
And the people on the left are so desperate, attacking Trump now for an Arizona Supreme Court ruling that upholds what is a Civil War era law banning abortion. This will be fixed in the next week or two. Let not your heart be troubled. I can pretty much assure that that will happen. Trump opposes the law and this ruling, or you can believe Joe's make pretend Donald Trump that doesn't exist. And you know what? Arizona's governor is a Democrat. The state's attorney general is a Democrat. The state legislature is almost evenly divided. If Democrats, you want to get rid of the law, well, you have a chance right now to get rid of it. And I would advise you, get rid of it. They would rather use it as a political tool ahead of November. Most politicians on the left do not actually care about making your life better.
And these talking heads on Fox News and these Republicans like Fox and Carrie Life, they don't Carrie Lake, they don't care about life. They don't care about children. They will rip children apart alive in order to achieve their objective, which is what? Money and power. It's absolutely reprehensible to see what Sean Hannity has become. And so he's cheering on these radical Democrats, cheering them on to allow people to kill their kids. Why? So Trump can win an election? Sean Hannity says, if Democrats, he said, Democrats, if you want to get rid of this law, well, you got a chance right now to get rid of it. And I would advise you to get rid of it, he said. Well, let's just understand what he's talking about here. This is not a law he's talking about getting rid of. He's talking about getting rid of babies. So let's just rephrase it for you, Sean. What you're saying to them, Sean, is if Democrats, if you want to get rid of these babies, well, you got a chance right now to get rid of these babies. And I'd advise you to get rid of these babies because they're in the way of me and Trump and our plans for money and for audience and all the rest of this stuff. I am so sick of these Republicans. I am so sick of these rhinos.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.